Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 29th. Governor John Hickenlooper signed the state's roughly $26 billion budget into law on Friday. Benta Berkland has more.
The budget received widespread support, even though it didn't put as much money into key programs as many wanted. Lawmakers were able to work around a more than a $500 million shortfall and avoid deep cuts to hospitals. Governor John Hickenlooper says the compromise bill to avoid those cuts was crucial to the overall budget.
Allowed us to avoid a lot of draconian decisions that were in the original budget.
A bipartisan committee crafts the budget, and lawmakers praise the model for allowing the budget to come together in time and in balance. It goes into effect July 1st. Hickenlooper didn't veto any parts of the budget. Healthcare makes up the largest share of spending, followed by education. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KDNK in Carbondale filed this story about a new farm and school outside of Paonia that will teach and practice innovative farm techniques. Here, KDNK's Raleigh Burley interviews Karen Von Gontard, director of the new School for Agriculture.
Hi, I'm Karen Von Gontard. I'm the board chair of Viva La Vida Foundation, which is a new foundation centered in Paonia, Colorado.
And from what I just saw, you are planning a new spiritual agriculture school.
Yep.
That's going to be situated here in Paonia.
Yes, bought a farm this year, about 32-acre farm that's just up on one of the mesas right outside of Paonia, and we are establishing a school of spiritual agriculture.
And about how many students do you think the school will be able to accept once it's open and ready?
Well, once we get the large building in place, we should be able to house probably 30 to 50 students and up to 80 people altogether, because we'll need the teachers in residence as well. It's a long program because learning how to farm in a new way, or how to garden in a new way, or how to build, you know, new machines that are really based in moral technology rather than just the kind of machines that we have now, which just pollute the atmosphere and really bring negative impulses. They're helpful, they help us in our tasks, but they're not necessarily bringing life-enhancing forces. We want to move beyond that. Architecture is a big focus, so that we can bring healing modalities into the structures, so that the farm organism is set up with particular ratios and proportions, so that it is acting like a preparation that is working every single day, 24/7. If the farm is set up in the correct manner, you can use the forces of nature to actually enhance the vitality of the plants and the animals and the people that are in residence there.
Do you see the school as diversifying with different programs, or really focusing on everything as kind of one whole?
It is all one whole, because we need all those components to have a fully functioning and healthy organism. With an agricultural school, we need to have a way to teach people who want to grow an orchard, or want to grow grapevines, or want to grow grains, or, you know, soya is very different from growing wheat. So we need to have components for everything. We have a dairy already established, and we will be moving the dairy to the new farm soon. Hopefully by 2018, we will be able to begin building the new dairy building. We have the plans for the two buildings, the school building and the dairy. This year, we're just going to focus on getting the hay sheds and the storage sheds up and doing the plantings that we need, hedgerows, woods area, things like that at the farm. But our ultimate goal is that this will be a school where we are able to pay the farmers to come and attend, because the goal for us is really to help farmers to be able to make a living and to be able to feed the world. We're falling behind in that. And we've moved to a new methodology based in biodynamics, but something that works. We've had good results showing that it's more effective and it's faster. And that's important because we can't really go to a, you know, poor farmer in the Altiplano of Peru or in Africa and say, oh, we're going to bury some manure in a horn and in a year you can take it out and spray your fields and in 2 years you'll eat. They're hungry right now. Mm-hmm. So we have to have something that can provide that. Well, farmers can't really afford to leave their farms without being able to pay someone to watch their farms. And so we feel that charging farmers to come is not going to accomplish what our goal is.
And for more information, you can look at VivaLaVidaFoundation.org. Scientists believe climate change will reduce the flow of the Colorado and Arkansas rivers sooner than expected. This story is from KRCC in Colorado Springs. Climate scientists in Colorado say the Arkansas River will likely experience less water flow in the future. Brad Udall studies the connection between climate change and water resources at the Colorado Water Institute, which is part of Colorado State University. Udall says there's a direct connection between global climate change and water resources. He released a study earlier this year on the effects of climate change on the Colorado River.
What we predict is that by mid-century, the Colorado River could lose up to 20% of its flow based on temperature influences, and by end of century, up to 35% if we continue to emit greenhouse gases as we currently are. And I think those numbers are probably valid for the Arkansas as well.
In Colorado, Udall says perhaps the greatest area of concern in the basin is the lower Arkansas River Valley, where the economy depends on agriculture, but adds that effects will be felt basin-wide. And that story was provided by Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC in Colorado Springs. And finally today, Paonia High School collected its third state championship of the year on Saturday. The Eagles were never challenged in the 2A state baseball tournament, beating County Line 10-0 in the semifinals and then capturing the state championship 6-0 over Rocky Ford in the title game. KJ Sirianni pitched the first game for Paonia, piling up 15 strikeouts in the win. Then, senior Trevor Smith pitched the Eagles to victory in the title game. Smith also hit a home run in that contest. Paonia finished the season at a perfect 25-0. They beat teams from every class during the regular season, including wins over Delta, Grand Junction, and 1A state champion Nucla. The Eagles allowed opponents more than two runs in a game only twice all season. Please tune in to tomorrow's KVNF regional newscast. We'll have reactions from the state championship weekend, including interviews with head coach Nate Miller and with several of the Eagles players. And that concludes your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.